Okay, guys, welcome back. It's been a long time. This actually feels strange. It actually feels really weird talking to a camera. I think I've been off camera for like a month, if not 6 weeks. It's a skill you definitely lose, like I said to, before to you guys, if you don't you get better at things that you do often. So but I've had a change of heart, and the reason I keep looking at my phone is I've got a, I wrote something down. Okay, it's like over the last month or so. Let's say the last like 2 or 3 months, my energy's been going lower. I've been feeling a little bit worse, and I was like, "What's wrong with me?" Because I used to love this industry. It's all I wanted to do. This was my dream job. So I just kind of just stopped recording content and just thought, "Do you know what? I'll stop and have a think. Let's see how I feel." And yeah, I wrote. I don't want to make this too fucking dramatic, 'cause that's what so many YouTubers do. But I wrote down so many different things. On my phone, I was just going out for walks, just sitting on benches, just like when I was away in places, I was just sitting and thinking, and when I had like a spare hour or whatever. And yeah, I've put something together, and this I wrote this when I was kind of at my angriest, and then I scaled it back, and I think this is perfect. It's a really good balance, but at the end, I'm then gonna sum it up again, okay? But I've never asked you to do this before, but I ask you guys to please watch until the end, because I think this video is, if you're going to watch any video today on YouTube, make it this one. And I've never asked you to do that before, but I think it's really important with what I'm about to say. And also, guys, the testosterone and muscle boosters are back in stock, and so that's the diuretic is back in stock, and that's the old version. This is the new version. So as you can see, it looks way better, but also it's like, it's got 90 tablets instead of 60, and you still take two a day. So, and the ingredients have been bumped up, so there's a lot more. You're getting way more value for money. So, that's ready to go. But I gotta read this to you. So, don't panic on the first line as well, guys. Watch until the end. But I'm leaving the men's lifestyle space. I've grown sick and tired of this new age rhetoric. It's no longer about helping men, it's become about follower counts, who can say the craziest things, and who can line their pockets with the biggest profit margins from wildly overpriced courses. I've done a lot of research into the biggest names in the industry, and they're faking their net worths, earnings, lying about successful companies that got them their initial wealth. One quick check on Company's House, and you can see they're either complete liars or should be locked up for tax evasion, hence why everyone's based in either Romania or Dubai. The exact thing these people try and protect you from, the Matrix, is exactly what they are. They get richer whilst providing you nothing in return, knowing that unless you're willing to be corrupt or cheat, you can't copy what they've done. You might think you're part of a men's group or you have all the info you need in a course, but in reality, you'll be no better off in 5 years. Most people in this space now are teaching young men how to become successful, but their entire strategy is start a YouTube channel and sell a course. I'm also sick of the type of content. Someone makes a video, the one thing that will make you successful. I have to ask, why didn't you release this right away? Why did it take you 3 years to tell us? Oh, because you just thought of it. The authenticity and genuine motives have gone. Now it's all about wearing a suit, smoking a cigar, and posing for photos to prove you're a high-value man. How many things can you repeatedly say in slightly different ways before you're no longer providing any real value, but rather milking the most out of your audience before you fall into obscurity like every YouTuber eventually does? I think this is disingenuous to sit and think of content, then make a video pretending this is something you didn't just make a list about an hour earlier. It's weak, fluffy content that people subscribe to so they feel as though they're doing something proactive. I'd like to get off, do something of real worth again, and build something that has substance in the real world. You think, right? Tate, as an example, has 1.4 million Rumble followers, meaning one in every 5,000 people follow Tate. In Cheltenham, where I live, that's around 24 guys. Like, these guys are delusional. This sounds weird because I sent this to somebody before. Like, these guys are delusional. They believe Tate's taking over. Everyone's into him, but real world people don't care. In London, with the same maths, that's 1,500 Tate subscribers. Very few people are actually following him and his advice. Now, I get it would be diluted by other regions of the world, but it does highlight a big flag here. He and others like Iman have done a great job convincing these guys into thinking it's a movement, when in reality it's a bunch of under 18 incels who are living vicariously through them, making them richer and getting no further down the path themselves. It's literally exactly the same as the governments and brands, etc., that they now call the Matrix. They get richer, the people who follow them get a course that does nothing actionable for their life, for an extortionate price, just to feel as though they belong to a men's group. In reality, these men are lonely, wanting to feel part of something, and the biggest names are preying on this for financial gain. If you genuinely are as rich as you say you are, and you genuinely want to help men, why is your course priced at $1,500? A price barely anybody under 25 can afford without their life suffering in another sense. We've lost class and real-world gut-feeling excitement. When my mentor took me to Paris all those years ago at 22, and I started dreaming about what my life could be, the men I could emulate, it felt like the world was starting to open up. All the possibilities, I could do whatever I wanted. I was excited to work, discuss, dream, paint a vision for you guys. I wanted to be Vincent Cassell in Ocean's 12 or Daniel Craig in Casino Royale. That classy, cultured gentleman with money, well-dressed, poised, the beautiful woman on my arm, and ultimately an interesting life. Homes in Paris surrounded by culture, drive a Jaguar E-Type around the Amalfi Coast, wine and a late-night coffee at a touring cafe, speaking fluent Spanish at a tapas bar on La Ramblas in Barcelona. This is why I began doing this job. This is the lifestyle I thought had meaning within experiences. Friends, family, travel, cuisine, and so forth. This got me out of bed every morning and encouraged me to make a video after video inspiring you guys. The other side of male life, the male advantage, king for a day, balling on a budget, all of these videos were birthed out of that idea. But today, the men's lifestyle space has become tacky, which is the perfect word for it. Wads of cash, an expensive watch collection, an expensive bottle of shit, a cigar, shades, and always in Dubai for some reason. This industry is no longer about helping men or chasing a life worth living. It's veered over to look at me and how much better I am than everyone else. I worked with a man worth $100 million who had a Corniche watch worth £500 and rode to work on his bike. He owned a house in South Kensington, one in Knightsbridge, was building a home in Italy on Lake Como, and ate at the finest London restaurants every night with his partner, a beautiful 6-foot Californian woman who was the CEO of a major company. He spent his money on experiences. He lived in the real world, and that's become my biggest issue. This industry that I felt I had a hand in starting, or at least in its modern format on YouTube, looks more like the Forex and stock traders of the 80s and 90s, where anyone could get a job in the industry and sound like an expert by simply throwing out a few terms such as FTSE or S&P. It's no different today. If you're 18, just rent expensive stuff, set up a podcast in your mum's basement, and call everybody else stupid or broke or a hoe, and you'll be entered into the high value man hall of fame among these other scammers. Chris Williamson recently highlighted how the red pill encourages men to sleep around, but they then call all women whores for sleeping around, meaning they're contradicting themselves by creating the women they hate. These guys are no different than the women with high body counts pretending to be future wives. If you promote fatherhood, family values, religious beliefs and so on, yet live the life of a playboy, you're a hypocrite. In an industry where the main aim is to help men, we now call them brokies, and anybody with a 9-to-5 job is seen as less than. The constant lies around net worth, how many tens somebody sleeps with, how they've never made mistakes, is actually contributing to more mental health issues than before. The pressure when a 23-year-old says he's worth $88 million is enormous. Every other man now feels inferior and depressed, when in reality, a simple company's house check, which I encourage you to do if you can figure out who I'm talking about, will make you realize the whole industry is lying to you in order to increase profits, views, and fame. An independent net worth valuation will have that same man at $5 million. roughly the amount of money he's made from YouTube, course sales, and NFTs, which to me is disgusting. It's misleading millions of men who are all going to be left in a worse position in 5 years as the creator's life gets better, but the subs fail to see the same results in their own life. I see this industry as a sinking ship, and I'm getting off early as I don't want to be associated with anybody or any of this. When the truth gets out that I have found and have had presented to me by others, this entire industry will crumble, and I wouldn't be shocked if many go to prison for rape, money laundering, tax evasion, and more. Having this information for a while and seeing how the industry has evolved, it's made myself feel slightly depressed, negative, and constantly angry. This is something I wanted to get off my chest for my own mental health and for my audience's sake, but more so to get away and focus on the continuation of building my real physical business that has value in the real world and will actually exist 5 years from now. As quickly as these fame whores came into this industry, I promise they'll be on their way out even quicker when things go wrong. Don't forget, when I first started making James Bond body language analysis videos on YouTube at 23, the man many think leads this industry was trying to become a celebrity on Big Brother, a trashy reality TV show that sees people dying to be famous perform scripted scenes for views, something that we're seeing currently on YouTube. The industry has a serious fault right now, which is a lot of young men using videos as motivation or as something that temporarily uplifts them, but then not taking action off the back of this. In theory, if all of our content is genuinely good and helps you, surely there would come a time where you don't need it anymore and have become successful yourself. How many of you have become wealthy, in shape, and have a 10 on your arm, stepping out of your own supercar? Not many, right? Now answer this. If this content is so good, then how many content creators do you see with a beautiful 10 on their arm? Again, barely anyone, because it's the one thing you can't fake. Once you step back, like I recently have, you realize these people are giving advice on things that they don't have. How many of the creators that you follow have a real business inside the real world outside of their channel? How many have nothing but digital products? How many give you a vague backstory of their success? How many have ever admitted to not being good at something, not being perfect, not being super rich, getting rejected once and so on? They give you this air of invincibility to sell shit to you, as you see them as father figures with all the answers. Truth is, they haven't accomplished these things yet themselves. All they have is a bit more money than you, mainly because you gave them that money. The only reason they're successful is because they became successful telling you how to become successful, which is legal fraud. Terms like top 1% man used to be a challenge. We would discuss what that man would look like, how he would operate, how we could get there, and it was fun to keep growing, getting better, etc. Now that same term, top 1% man, is used by everyone to self-describe how great they are. Male egos in this space are getting bigger than the female egos so many men complain about. Now we have podcasters kicking girls off set because they valued him an 8. From this point onwards, I am no longer part of the men's lifestyle industry. In fact, I might be one of the only people with real products and a registered business. I don't want anything to do with that way of living. I'm going back to my core fundamentals when I came up with unique ideas in my own lane. I want to be a real man in the real world, not some internet character that acts like an 18-year-old. I don't think that's ever been me, but when you're in this industry, you take inspiration from others without knowing it and can be slightly influenced on an unconscious level. I have my own streaming platform now. I'd like to act, direct, start my sports management company, host live sports events on my platform, all real world things you can see, touch, enjoy day to day. Most of these creators now sit in a room all day making videos. Their actual lives suck. Just think, how bad must a man's life be if all he does all day is complain about women in a dark room reacting to things they've said on social media? This industry, this job is lonely. Very few people will tell you that. You spend 90% of the day on your own and get thousands of comments that boost your ego, telling you you're either the GOAT or another classic W, or that you never miss. It's very easy to start seeing yourself as that deluded top 1% man. When I'm conducting business, working with others, on dates, talking with everyday people, they don't know about our industry. And if they do, they laugh and say it's all incels. I was trying to build a community that got away from that, that was respected in the real world, but we've been dragged back in. On top of this, the fake classy high-level man is making things worse, as so many guys now believe they're something they're not, posing for photos like women on nights out. It's created delusion where men at 21, with no money, no assets, no personality, life skills or anything to offer, are starting a podcast with an iPhone and giving life advice on here's the thing about women or how I created generational wealth. As a man who lives in the real world, I'm begging you guys to get outside and do more. Build real long-term sustainable businesses. Get high-level jobs. It doesn't mean you're a brokey. Have a desire to become a father when financially ready. Take care of others. Have normal conversations in the real world. Everyday normal people talk about hobbies, interests. They ask questions about how their families are. Watching a bunch of podcasts just makes you a little bit weird. You end up having arguments regarding body counts or the role of a woman on a first date and coming across as a complete pencil. It seems to me everyone's so busy trying to convince others they're a high-value man that very few are actually living day-to-day and experiencing life. Instead of meeting a woman they like for who she is and how she makes them feel, they're thinking, who would give me the most high-value man points and get the most respect from all the other guys who also smoke cigars? Statements such as, when women cheat, it's different, a man should be able to cheat, will have real-world good women walking out of the door. Instead of building real businesses and reinvesting to create a sustainable future, guys are now dropping hundreds of thousands on designer products just to increase views or bag a gold digger to fill a void of emptiness that the life being taught to them by their idols actually leads nowhere. I see men acting more like Barbie dolls these days, all sat in groups, shades on, smoking a cigar with zero purpose. They don't actually know why they're doing this. They're constantly trying to sit in an alpha way. They went out and bought some shoes with tassels and the cheapest Rolex so that they could complete the new wanky fuckboy image. All while somebody like me invests $900,000 in a year back into a business and is yet to own a watch. I don't have a supercar, but I have 5 coaches, soon to be 6 for boxing, leg days, languages, golf, and more. I don't have Gucci shoes, but I retired my mum. This industry has started to lean towards showing off rather than substance. One financial crash or recession and the whole thing crumbles, because it's built on fickle, unsustainable foundations. My dad taught me how to fish, fight, run a business, calculate, start a fire, sprint training, making a bow and arrow, hunt rabbits, stalk deer, lay concrete, drive, cycle, ride motorbikes, play sports, play cards, play dominoes, and so much more. Where are those men and role models today? They're all busy taking photos with a cigar in their mouth, telling you if you don't buy their course for £10,000, the Matrix will come in the night and chop your dick off. Over the next few years, I want to show you guys how to become real men of value with real-world skills. A good father with a strong support unit around you and experiences that will make you happier than any gold Ferrari ever could. I'd like to introduce you guys to the real world. Let you see inside my day-to-day life, working on the streaming platform, making and launching new products, sitting in meetings with me, almost like Gary Vee used to or Ryan Serhant does. The manosphere just isn't for me anymore, especially as a 30-year-old man who wants a life now. My old content I still truly believe in. It's 100% needed to get you where I am today. But I want to be the creator who actually shows you the other side of male life rather than always talking about it. My old heroes were Tom Ford, David Gandy, Vincent Cassell, men who actually reached heights in their own industries and lived their lives in the real world. I want to get back to building my life around this vision again. I'll still upload, but my content will be different. I believe I can become a full-time CEO and director of my streaming platform, giving myself a new 20-year plan, something I'm passionate about. I've lost love for this industry, but I hope the archive of videos on my channel can help millions of young men moving forward. This is a new phase in my life, one I think this audience can grow with me on. I promise you, you guys won't watch the same podcast in 5 years' time, when you have a girlfriend and a full-time professional job. Plus, if I keep repeating the same message in videos over and over, I'm just stringing you guys along, rather than actually trying to make you better. Everything I've ever taught you is everything you'll ever need. Don't keep thinking you need to keep watching all of these creators. It's your time now. Go and take action. Stop funding your favorite YouTuber and actually do something for yourself with that money. I've heard top creators say things like, you only need 5 books. Then you have everything that you need. But they want you to watch daily videos of them. I don't see the difference. It's been my pleasure, boys. I've seen thousands of you grow. I've shared so many wins with you guys on my side and yours. Above everything, please keep improving. The male advantage is real. It's now time for me to be living proof. And that's the video, guys. I've got a few little notes I want to wrap up. So that was like me at my kind of saltiest, angriest, everything, just and most annoyed with the industry. And then I scaled it back. So yeah, I think I did a good job there, because I don't want any beef. I don't want responses from people and stuff like that. Like, this is just how I feel personally. If other people still want to be in this industry and they still want to do it in their own way, hey, look, that's great. If they still feel as though they're helping men and they feel like they're genuinely making a difference, then go for it. But so I've grabbed the other battery and SIM card and whatever, guys, because it all ran out and like the storage was full. And I did have an outro, but I've made the outro again, because I think it'll be, I think it's worth you seeing my face. But I just want to say thank you guys for everything. I want to say thank you because the number of subscribers we've got is insane. I think this community is unbelievable. This has funded my entire life. You know, it got me out of a 9-to-5 job in finance that wasn't bad, but it wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So it's allowed me to travel the world, create products, as you can see down there. And, you know, I've got them on the table here. Like, it's crazy. I've built my own streaming platform. You know, this has been one hell of a journey. So I just want to say thank you to all of you. And this isn't the end of the channel. It's not the end of the brand. It's just the brand's changing. I think it's almost going from first man to 1M. You know how GQ went from Gentleman's Quarterly to GQ? I think we're doing that now. I think we're going from First Man to 1M, where it's becoming more of an adult-like business, because First Man was great. It's very YouTube-y. It's starting to sound slightly childish to me. I just think 1M is just so strong. And like, people don't know what GQ means, right? And I'm not ashamed of First Man, but people don't know what GQ means. But like I said, it's Gentleman's Quarterly. 1M. Just running forward, just moving forward in the future, just 1M. Same with the stream platform, same with all the branding, everything. Like, I think that's the future of this brand. I think that's a little bit more mature. I think it brings us into the mainstream. As a lot of you guys will remember from back in the day, I always used to say this industry is kind of dorky. Like, people look at it and they're like, oh, I can't respect it. It's just a bunch of guys trying to improve. I never thought that was a problem. Like, I love that aspect of it. But if you ever want to get taken seriously and bridge into the real world, nobody has ever done it from this industry. Everybody had always, you know, I'm going to make a course and I'm going to, you know, write a book. That was about as far as people went. And they were happy with that because they'd make 50 to 100 grand a month and they just went, hey, that'll do. I'll keep stacking that away. But I don't think anybody's ever made the bridge to the real world where they're respected. You know, and, you know, some people might say the Tates, but I don't think they're really, like, anybody that you ask on the street over the age of 25 laughs, scoffs, whatever, right? Which is their choice. I'm not saying that's a fair reaction or whatever, but I'm just saying that's the reaction you get in the real world, in the adult world. People are like, oh, those guys are fools, those guys are whatever. And look, it doesn't matter what they say, but you get my point. And it's quite hard to bridge into the real world and, you know, have kind of physical offices and filming. Like, I want to do movies and stuff like that. Like, I want to host a live sports event. I want to be the guy who is sat on the panel for a big boxing promotion and is talking to the media. Like, that gets me out of bed in the morning. I don't want to be that guy that's sat in this fucking room anymore. This room's great, though, by the way. Like, all the posters and whatever, like, it'll be useful for a lot of content. But I don't want to just be sat in this room typing away, just getting stuff done, getting work done on your own all day long. Like, for a lot of people, that's enough. For me, I need to push the boundaries again. I want to be in a massive office with a team of 50, 60 people, and I'm helping everybody. I'm like, how's that coming along? How's that going? Okay, the taxi's here. Let's go. Like, we got four of us going to, you know, everyone's meeting us on set. We got to go and film this now. Let's go. You got the equipment. Okay, you ready? Like, let's grab food on the way. And so, like, that's like that buzz of being in like a London and in New York or something and filming projects and, you know, living there, having your team and having the big office and what, like, that's, it's always been a dream of mine. I've never wanted to be that guy who's got a laptop, who moves somewhere warm, sits on a beach, works 4 hours a week. Like, that's, I've never wanted that. I like the hustle and bustle. I like the New York kind of lifestyle. I like London. I like busy. I like hectic. So I'm going to chase all that now. And I think it'd be good to be like a role model for you guys. I think a real role model that you can trust, that is transparent, that shows you, hey, look, I was broke as fuck. Like, I came from the gutter. Like, I could show you my financial records. I could show you that I was on minors. I can show you that my mum had five jobs. Like, I've got real evidence of this. And look where I am now. I just think that's important for young men to see that in terms of motivation. But yeah, I feel like I've done everything I can. I feel like I've helped you as much as I possibly can, guys. If I do it anymore, like, I've got videos loaded up. I was going to remake the old videos. I just didn't really have the passion to do it. I'll be honest with you. I want to evolve now. I want to go to the next stage. And one or two videos I could have made, you know, going forward. But you guys have got everything you'll ever need now. Don't let anybody tell you that, tell you differently. You know, you need to keep watching my content for another 10 years. Don't ever let people tell you that. You've got everything you'll ever need from me. I'd just be disingenuous if I told you differently. So take it, run with it, go and build your own lives now. Like, obviously, I'd love you to still continue watching the content. Join me on the streaming platform. I've potentially got my own whiskey coming out very, very soon, which I think is the best drink for men because it's low in carbs, low in calories. It allows you to, because it's like that versus like 10 bottles of alcohol or 10 bottles of beer or 10, like, you know what I mean, like glasses of beer versus that much whiskey. So that's potentially coming out soon. But yeah, it's a new age. I want to grow and evolve with you guys. I don't want you guys to be like 17 years old and by 25 you're like, that guy's a weirdo, he's in his late 30s still doing this shit. It would just be nice to be like, look where he's taking it now. Like, that's legit, that's a real business. Like, that is high level shit now. Like, that guy's really evolved. I want to follow him. I want to follow in his footsteps. When I ask him for advice, I know it's genuine because he's actually gone there. He's been there and done it in multiple industries. I think that's important. So I'm going to go and live that life now, guys. And I'm going to obviously continue making videos, but they're going to be a lot different. They're going to be almost like the way Mike Thursday makes videos, and his is more gym and lifestyle. Mine's going to be more like entrepreneurial stuff and more to do with the streaming platform and whatnot, but like mixed in with lifestyle and whatever. It's gonna be fun, guys. I think you guys are gonna love the next stage. The business has to evolve. So like I said, it's been a pleasure. What a chapter, what a journey going up to this point. I'll see you all soon, I guess.